We're going to call the meeting to order. Our first item is the approval of the agenda. Are there any changes to the agenda, Ms. Cornwell?
There are no changes to the agenda.
I make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the agenda as posted. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Our next item is approval of the minutes, February 22nd, 2018, and March 8th, 2018. Are there any changes to them?
There were changes to both of them, so they would be as revised if you so choose to adopt them.
Yeah, I had reviewed them, and there was a couple corrections I saw. I don't know if anybody else did, so, yeah.
Was it more than...
No, just minor, like, yeah.
Little
like,
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, oh.
No.
I kind of go, spelling error.
Yeah, there was, I know on one there was a reference to, it was actually on the Haley's Glen, just changing the wording on a statement about the amenities. None of them changed the substance, just clarity.
That's okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. Then.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the amendments, the revised minutes.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the revised minutes of both the February 22nd and March 8th, 2018. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. First item of old business is 2017-17 Haley's Glen.
So this one's a subdivision we had last hearing, you know, and there was some, I think, some discussion at the end of that meeting. I don't know if you all want to continue with that or what?
I would like to have some discussion about it.
Yeah. Actually, I would too. Because I'm actually, my concern is still with the way the road is made as far as emergency vehicles being able to get down there and turn around as needed and get where they need to go. So it's pretty much a straight shot in and that's it. I mean, yeah, they've got those little bump outs, but that doesn't look like enough to me.
Typically, we would ask the fire marshal to approve, you know, the turnabouts. They might require full circles versus the...
I would be much more comfortable seeing something like that, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. And we can put that as a condition to require the fire marshal to sign off on the turnarounds.
Okay.
I think we... Did we just... after the meeting, did we talk a little bit about... feeling like there was a need for some amenities on site?
Well,
I think it kind of went back and forth about, and my question is about the amenities, about the fairness of the use of the amenities. If you lived in, if you come and live in a new part and you have access to the old part, parking, is there enough parking for both communities?
Oh.
You know what?
Whether there's parking or not, I mean, the reason that we want to see developments that have amenities in them is because we're trying to alleviate some of the problems of people out on the roads. Well, there's no way to get to that other place. I mean, I would not be comfortable with my child saying I'm going to ride my bike out on Camp Arrowhead Road to go to this other place to get them at the pool.
That's the second part of my concern is that Do they need to have more amenities in this new part so that people don't get hurt going to the old part?
That's what I would think. I would think that maybe, you know, we cut them back a lot or something, and require them to have some decent amenities.
I think either require them to have amenities on site, substantial amenities of some kind. Or connecting this site with a footbridge of some kind through the wetlands so that you have a direct connection to the amenities in the other site, and let them choose, I mean, one or the other. If that means it's worth doing, it may not be worth them trying to get through the Corps of Engineers permitting process. In that case, they should be required to put some substantial amenities there. There's certainly enough homes to support that.
Okay, so that's who they have to go through as a Corps to get that anything like over the wetlands? Is that
it would be an IP, yeah.
Might even be more than the Corps.
Well, yeah, no, right. It's probably, that's probably the starting point, but yeah, that'd be more than that. Yeah.
That would be DENRAC and everybody else, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. And feds. Yeah. It's certainly something to consider. It'd be nice to be able to have an option if it's like if it's like so huge, and it, you know, that's,
They might find it'd be easier and cheaper to just do the amenities package on site.
Build a pool.
And
that's it. Good to go.
And timing-wise, you know, two things, because it takes a while to get through that. But but if you're going to go that route, I would just say that, like we always do for amenities, that it has to be done within a certain time frame, whether it's, you know, years or tied to building permits. You know, because you don't want them to say, well, we're still working with the Corps of Engineers, you know, or whatever, 5 years down the line.
Right.
And I think we may want to allow Mr. Wheatley an opportunity to participate in any additional discussion or whatever.
For sure. Okay. At this point, I would move for deferral of Haley's Glen 2017-17, also known as Cabasa, David K. Cabasa, and Terry Jan Cabasa.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to defer action on subdivision 2017-17 Haley's Glen for further consideration of the commission. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Our next item is conditional use number 2119, Chad Hayes.
All right. Before I bring this one up, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about that one, if you don't mind. As I was looking through this, I was wondering, do you have any recommendations, or would you like to put any kind of limitations on the number of automobiles this man could have at his lot at one time?
I think we've done that in the past, haven't we?
Yeah.
You can only have so many cars maximum outside.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So, yeah, you know, do we have a formula we use for that, or we just kind of go
no,
with, you
it's,
know?
Yeah, it's kind
I mean, he had said he thought, like, 10 cars was what he was saying he expected would be the max he would have.
So, yeah, give him 12 or something like that. Yeah. Let him have a little latitude for
like what you do.
We've done it in the past.
Yeah.
Use the record and
yeah,
we
and
try to give a little
property and
we try to give a little latitude for growth or whatever.
And it sounded like from the record too that the type of repairs he's doing are going to be, he's not going to be running like a retail repair shop. It's repairs of cars that are going
to
be
that
then
he's
sold. So
right.
I don't think you have to worry about that so much.
And I think we just want to make sure there's no inoperable vehicles.
One of the things I was going to recommend that, you know, nobody wants, you know.
I have a broken down car sitting there for 6 years now.
Right, exactly.
But I think they've been running unless Janelle knows something different or somebody else, I think they've run a pretty clean operation with their go-karts, haven't they?
As far as we know,
no
they
complaints.
Have.
No complaints.
But again, this is, you know, it's a conditional use. He could sell the property and the conditional use to somebody else, and we could get, you know.
We don't have the same restrictions.
Right. And that's why we want to make sure we do it well now and not later on have the neighbors come in and say, well, it was all fine until
so-and-so took over.
Bob came in and, you know, whatever.
So is that 12, is that total including cars for sale and cars that he's doing some work to?
I was assuming that was cars for sale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll all agree on that.
Yep.
I mean, to some extent, the size of that property is going to dictate. You know, he's not
right. He might not be able to get 12
yeah.
on there, but you know,
the building.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. I just wanted to double check with you guys before I moved ahead. Anything else anybody has on that? Okay. Then, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CU 2119 for Chad Hayes for automotive sales with minor repairs in a contractor's office based upon the record made and the public hearing for the following reasons. One, conditional use number 1465, approved in 2002 as ordinance 1571, permitted the sale of go-kart and go-kart parts as well as the storage of contractor building materials. This use is consistent with that prior approved use on this property. Two, the applicant no longer desires to service and sell go-karts from this site. Instead, the applicant wants to sell cars and do minor repairs on cars he plans to sell. The applicant desires to keep the existing contractor's office on the site. Three, the project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. Four, the use as a small automotive sales facility is of a public or semi-public character and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the area. Five, the automotive repairs that will occur on the site will be minor and will be on vehicles that the applicant is prepping to sell from the property. Six, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, the hours of operation shall be from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. B, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. C, security lighting shall be downward screened and shall be directed away from neighboring properties and roadways. D, any dumpsters shall be screened from view of neighbors and roadways. The dumpster location shall be shown on the final site plan. E, all repairs shall be performed indoors. No automobile parts shall be stored outside. F, no junked, unregistered, or permanently inoperable vehicles or trailers shall be stored on the site. G, no more than 12 cars shall be displayed for sale on the site at any one time. H, all display areas, parking, and storage shall be clearly depicted on the final site plan. I, the use shall be subject to any DLDOT entrance and roadway requirements. And J, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That is it.
Second.
We have a motion and second to recommend approval of conditional use 2119 Chad Hayes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Our next item is ordinance 18-7, yards and open spaces ramps.
For the benefit of the commission, I would like the commission just to recommend denial on this one, because I think after we got got into it and had discussions at the commission level and also a little bit of council, just needs to be redone. So rather than try to, you know, essentially completely rewrite this one, it makes sense to just start over on it, simplify it perhaps.
I watched that the other day.
Yeah.
At the county council meeting.
Who will be in charge? Will that be something you're going to be stuck doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't call it stuck.
So, I mean, excuse me, that you'll be
officially not stuck doing it.
Call it our recycling program.
Yeah, right. But yes, I'll be, you know, and we're going to take a look at a couple things on that after hearing feedback from the commission, from others, and also from council. About, you know, just really simplifying it, because one of the things we absolutely don't want to do is if somebody's in need of a handicap ramp, you know, given the configuration of their home, you know, basically say that you can't get in your home.
Sorry
you
about
know?
That.
Yeah. So we're going to look at ways to just make that cleaner, because as Ms. Cornwell points out, we can't not talk about handicap ramps, because if it's not in the code, then by code it's prohibited. You know, so we've got to say something, and they're like, okay, you can do them in here. You know, whether it's up to the property line. So
if it's not in the code, then it's prohibited?
Yeah, if it's not a permitted use in a permitted location, then, yeah, you know, you got to get a variance or...
Yeah, we don't tell people what they can't do. We tell them what they can.
Yeah.
So it's assumed you can't do it if you're told you can't.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I've been living my life wrong all this time.
So anyway, if you all, you know, unless you want to move on it, but it's our advice to recommend denial of that.
I will make a motion that we... to say a deny the...
You can say it based on the advice of staff and legal counsel.
Based on the advice of staff and legal counsel, I make a motion to deny ordinance 18-7, yards and open spaces and ramps, for it to be completely rewritten.
Second.
We have a motion to recommend denial of ordinance number 18-7, yards and open spaces ramps. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. It's now time for our public hearings, ladies and gentlemen. The counselor to my left and your right has some guidelines for how we run our meetings and how we require you to conduct yourselves. Mr. Robertson.
Thank you very much. As the chairman stated, excuse me, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. Also, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain the application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come up to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. Also, Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. During the proceedings, no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. Finally, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. An individual supporting or opposing an application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.